弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我看他们唱的这么喜乐，我都不想上来了。
I see that we're singing so rejoicefully that I didn't really want to come up anymore.
我想如果主耶稣今天晚上回来，我们会很高兴一起去见他的，请举手。
I think if Jesus came back tonight, I'd be excited to go see him. Raise your hand.
很感谢主，好，这么多人都想见主。
We all want to go see Jesus. Amen.
只有两种人很想见主。
There are only two types of people that want to see Jesus.
一种真的是倾心爱主、爱慕他显现的人。
One is those who really, really love the Lord with a pure heart and they want to see His appearing.
然后另外一种人就是活得不耐烦、想不开的人。
The other group is they hate life and they don't want to live anymore.
啊，我看你们今天晚上都是爱慕主显现的人。
And you all look like those who love Jesus and love His appearing.
我们真的希望主耶稣回来一起去见他。
And how we pray that the Lord would come back and we would all go see Him together.
其实死亡一点不可怕的。
Death is not scary at all.
对不信主的人来，死亡是一个很可怕的分别啊。
For those who do not yet believe the Lord, death is a dreadful separation.
啊，对着神的儿女们来说，除了有舍不得的家人，还有没有完成的使命，没有学好的功课，不然的话，见主真的是很快乐的。
For Christians, maybe we'd be sad and they're leaving our families or lessons that we haven't yet learned, but. Other than that, it's actually a very joyous thing to see the Lord.
啊，我听说从前有一个牧师教他们教会那些喜欢开快车的弟兄姊妹们，然后就有三首歌你一定要会背唱的。
And there was a pastor that taught his congregation that knew many of them drive very fast that they need to remember these three particular hymns.
他说你开到75迈的时候，你就要开始唱《与主更亲》。
That's when you drive to 75 miles an hour, you need to sing the hymn closer to thee.
当你开到85迈的时候，你就要唱在那边点名的时候，我也一定在其中。
When you start driving 85 miles an hour, that you need to begin to sing when the roll is called, I am there.
如果你开到95迈的时候，你就说主啊，我要回家。
And at 95 miles an hour, you just say, Lord, I am coming home.
那些都是想不开的哈。
Those are people who don't have their head straight.
保罗说我如果离世与主同在，那是好的无比。
Paul says, for me to depart this world to be with the Lord is exceedingly good.
但是他又知道他留在地上对众人是有益的。
But he also knew that for me to stay it is beneficial for you.
而且他说我如果再到你们那里去，要叫你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
He says, if I were to come to you again, I would cause you to grow more and more and rejoice more concerning your faith.
因为姊妹，这样子的人活得太有价值了。
This kind of person, it is wonderful for him to continue his life.
一面来说，他完全预备好随时去见主。
On the one hand, he's ready to go see the Lord anytime.
但是另外一方面，他又知道他留在地上是有益的。
But at the same time, he knew that when he is on earth, he still has a purpose.
而且他知道我跟弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，绝对不是浪费的。你们要因为我在你们中间，能够又长进又喜乐。
He knew that as long as he's with brothers and sisters, he's not wasting his time. It's going to cost them to also grow in joy and faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们看看旁边可爱的弟兄姊妹，好，我们都要有这样子的使命感。
Look around you, turn to your left, turn to your right. You have the same sense, the same sense of commission.
然后我们应该跟隔壁说，我是为了你今天还不去见主的。
Say to the person next to you, because of you, I am not going to go see the Lord today. Come on, let's do it.
不然早去了。
Or else I'd be with the Lord already.
所以我留下来是要叫你又长进又喜乐的。我不知道我们在座是不是还有人还没信耶稣哈。你可能觉得这些人都应该去看 Dr. 黄啊。大家都快站起来让大家看一下。你看今天会前一开始唱我是个罪人，每一个人都笑成那个样子。
At the beginning, we all were singing, I'm only a sinner saved by grace, yet we're all smiling.
带四的人也在唱，我看到 Christina 弹到一半开始拍手，突然忘了弹。
The worship team were singing, and our sister Christina, she was playing the piano, she stopped playing, was clapping her hands.
你看法院里面、监狱里面，每一个人都喊我是无罪的。
And everybody in the courtroom, everybody in jail, or professing that they are innocent.
这个人这边每一个人都说我是个罪人，然后高兴成这样。
But everybody here says I'm a sinner, and we rejoice.
很多人怕讲到死啊，这些人巴不得去见主了。
Everybody's afraid to talk about death, but these people they want to go see the Lord.
感谢主，因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We thank God because we know who we believe in.
Amen. 我今天上午过来看他们 worship team practice 的时候。
But I came this afternoon to observe the worship team as they're practicing.
啊，这个于师母跟我说，今天晚上那个我知道我救赎主活着不唱有没有关系啊
？And she turned to me and said, "Is it okay that we skip this one song? I know my Redeemer lives."
我说当然没关系，不用你们唱，我也知道他活着。
He said, "It's okay. You guys don't have to sing it. I still know he lives."
我知我救赎主他活着，他必再临，对不对？全地尊崇哈，我们都知道他活着。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
感谢神哈，感谢神。
But the whole world knows. We praise God.
哎呀，不行，我已经讲到我的讲台尾巴，我应该下台了。
You're coming to the. I already spoke on the last point of my outline, so I'm pretty much done.
我们倒带一下哈。
Let's rewind a little bit.
我第一天晚上讲被杀的羔羊。
The first night we talked about the lamb that was slain.
因着他被杀，我们今天可以坐在这里。
But because he was slain, we can sit here tonight.
因着他被杀，我们可以来到神面前。
Because he was slain, we may come before God.
因着他被杀，我们得到了一个永远的生命。
But because he was slain, we have an eternal life.
因着他被杀，我们承受了全备的救恩跟伟大的这个未来。
And because he was slain, we have the fullness of salvation and a wonderful future.
昨天晚上我讲到行走的羔羊。
Last night we talked about the walking lamb.
讲到羔羊是一直往前去的。
But he is always progressively moving forward.
他有呼召我们起来跟随他。
So he calls us to come and follow him.
他呼召我们成为羔羊的同伴。
He calls us to be the companions of the lamb.
所以圣经上告诉我们，有一般的人，他们是羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
The scripture says that there's a group of people that no matter where the lamb goes, they will follow.
他们成为羔羊最知心的朋友。
And they are the closest friend to the lamb.
弟兄姊妹，羔羊带领我们走生命的道路。
And the lamb will lead us into the way of light.
羔羊带领我们走进荣耀的道路。
He will lead us into the way into glory.
他在一路上，我们跟着他，我们就被改变了。
And along the way, as we follow him, we are being changed.
我们一路上跟着他，我们就在这里多结果子。
As we follow him, we're bearing much fruit.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上 Brother Ernest 跟我们讲，很多基督徒喜欢 microwave 式的这个属灵经历。
And Brother Ernie shared this morning that many brothers and sisters like these microwave experiences.
但是主耶稣确实喜欢用慢锅的煮哈。
But our Lord liked the slow cooker.
他喜欢把我们浸透在他的话、他的圣灵还有他的同在里面。
He would immerse us in His Word, the Holy Spirit, and His presence.
让我们被他改变
that we will be changed by him,
让我们可以像他
that we may be like him.
在今天早上 Brother Ernest 讲他说我们的主在地上的时候 Every single day 每一天他都结果子归给神
so our brother spoke this morning that every single day Jesus bring fruit unto God
主耶稣不仅仅把生命给我们要叫我们得到更丰盛的生命
not only did he give us a life that we may have life more abundantly
我们不仅仅结果子我们要在一切的善事上多结果子
that we not only bear fruit but we bear fruit in abundance of all good things
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要长进哈。
So we need to grow.
我不晓得是哪一个人居然大胆到跟 Brother Ernest 说你这一年没改变。
I don't know who had the guts to go to Brother Ernie this at the beginning of this retreat and said you didn't change at all this year.
我们已经说过要凡事长进，连于元首基督哈。
We said to grow in all things and be united with the head.
每一天都要长。
Every single day we got to.
每一天都要被变化。
Every day we got to be transformed.
我们也应该每一天都要结果子。
And every day we need to bear fruit.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上的奇妙的工作。
And this is the wonderful work that God has in our lives.
我们越走越走，就越像耶稣。
The more we walk with Him, the more we're like Jesus.
所以我特别对教会里面当领袖的。服侍多的弟兄姊妹有这样子的请求。
And I particularly ask of those of you who have services and are leaders in the house of God.
我们跟神的关系，我们的生命要不断的长进。
Our relationship with God, our life needs to continually to grow.
今天早上我听 Brother Ernest 讲到的，对不起，我一直引用他，我是个好学生，我很喜欢听到的。
And I keep repeating what Brother Ernie was sharing this morning. I'm an excellent student. I am a great listener.
他说我永远不会停止成长 ，unless he's satisfied.
He said, I will never stop growing unless he is satisfied.
Did you say that, right? Yeah. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们永远不要停止成长。
We cannot stop growing.
我们要有一个深深的不满足，要长进，要长进，要改变，要像耶稣。
Holy dissatisfaction that I got to grow, I got to grow, I need to believe in Jesus.
不然有一天你绝对不可能带得动弟兄姊妹们的。
Or else there's no way for you to move.
不然有一天你绝对不可能那个带得动你的家庭的。
There's no way you can lead your family.
有一个笑话我很久没讲了哈，我大概十几年前 到中国去的时候路过台湾。
This is a joke that I haven't told for a long time. About 10 years ago, I went to China and I was stopping through Taiwan.
我停了一天以后就继续往中国去，住在我哥哥家里面。
I stayed there for a day. I stayed with my brother and then I went into China.
因为时差的关系，我睡不着，我就拿起了一本读者文摘看一下。
And I couldn't sleep, so I picked up a Reader's Digest and I began reading it.
里面讲到有一个人有一天去买了一只鹦鹉八哥。
And somebody went and purchased a parakeet one day.
然后他为了跟他 make friends， 所以他那天就在那里跟他对话。
So he wanted to be friend with this bird, so he begins to talk to this bird.
然后他就对他说：“我会讲话。”
And then he would begin to he spoke to the bird. He said, "I know how to speak."
那个鹦鹉也跟他讲：“我会讲话。”
And so the parakeet said, "I know how to speak."
那他就很高兴啊，他就在跟他讲，他说。那我会唱歌。
So he got really excited. So he says, "I know how to sing."
那个鹦鹉也跟他讲，我会唱歌。
And so the parakeet repeated, "I know how to sing."
他又在想说，那我还能跟他讲什么
？And then he's pondering, "What else can I tell this bird?"
所以他就讨好他，他说我会飞。
And then he says, "I can fly."
那鹦鹉看着他不讲话。
And the parakeet looked at him and didn't say a word.
过一下说，你吹牛。
And then he says, "You're lying."
我们带领弟兄姊妹的时候说我会走路，大家也还相信。
And when we lead brothers and sisters, we tell others that we know how to walk, maybe they'll believe you.
你教导弟兄姊妹，你说你会唱歌，人家还勉强也相信。
And you tell other people, "Hey, I know how to sing," maybe they'll believe you.
等到有一天你跟人家说你会飞的时候，人家就跟不上你。
And then one day when you tell them I can fly, then they can no longer follow you.
人家会说你吹牛。
And then they'll say you're lying.
所以我们生命一定要改变。
And our lives have to change.
爸爸妈妈在家也是一样。
Mom and Dad, when you're at home,
you 光用权威有时候带不动孩子的。
You have the authorities, but you can't move your children.
然后有一天，有个小女孩问她妈妈说：“爸爸的头发为什么越来越少，都快秃头了？”
So a little girl once asked her mom, "How come Dad's hair is getting less and less? He's becoming bald."
那妈妈说：“爸爸是很聪明的工程师，他很天天用脑筋。”
So mom says, "Dad is very, very bright. He's an engineer. He uses his brain all the time."
那小女儿就问说：“妈妈，那你为什么满头黑发呢？”
And so the little daughter says, "How come?" Mom, you have a full set of hair.
妈妈就说：“闭嘴，赶快吃饭。”
Mom says, "Be quiet, eat your food."
有什么呀？你这样管人家没有用的，你随便回答人家也不行的啊。
You can't discipline your kids that way.
这个不能乱找答案的。
You can't just look for answers casually.
弟兄姊妹在属灵上，在人身上碰到困难来找我们的时候，不能乱给答案。
Brothers and sisters, when they have difficulties, they come and talk to us. We can't just casually give them an answer.
我们一定对主要有第一手的认识。
We need to have a first-hand experience with God.
当我们生命越来越改变，越来越像耶稣的时候
，When our lives are being changed and we're more and more like Jesus,
我们不管到哪里去，都成为别人的祝福。
It doesn't matter where we go, we'll be a blessing to those people.
所以，行走的羔羊，他带领我们，照着神的旨意。来带领我们。
So the walking lamb is leading us according to the will of God.
行走的羔羊，他所走的路是一条生命的路。
And the path that he's walking is the way of life.
他所走的路是叫十字架的窄路。
And it's called the narrow way of the cross.
我们常常认为十字架的窄路就一定要撞车，一定要长癌症，一定要怎样，都是世界上苦难的观念。
We have a bad concept of the cross. We figure that you have to get a car accident, you got to have cancer. There's always these thoughts of pain and suffering.
其实。十字架的道路就是舍己的道路 ，deny yourself。
But the way of the cross, simply put, is to deny ourselves.
我们肯让基督的死在我们身上发动
，to allow the death of Christ to be activated in us.
好让基督的生就显明在我们的身上
，that His resurrection, His life, may be revealed in our body.
所以，当我们身上更多带着基督的死的时候
，so when we bear more of the death of Christ,
死在我们身上发动，生就在别人身上发动
，when death is at work in our lives, and life is beginning to work in others.
所以苦难不是神的目的。
So suffering is not God's purpose.
基督才是。
Christ is.
神从来没有用十字架、用苦难来折磨他的孩子的。
The Lord never uses the cross or suffering to cause his children to suffer.
而是要来跟我们交换的。
But for an exchange.
所以什么时候十字架在我身上得胜
？So whenever the cross is victorious in my life.
什么时候基督的生就显在我的身上
？That's when the life of Christ, the resurrection of Christ.
什么时候基督的十字架在我身上得胜
？And whenever the cross of Christ is victorious on.
生就在别人身上显现出来了。
And life is revealed in others.
我们就成为别人的祝福。
And as consequently we are blessings to others. This is the way of the cross. So in all things and everything, let the cross have its rightful place.
我们要学习在我们的思想、我们的谈话、我们的生活、我们的决定， 我们每一天所过的生活、所走的路上， 让十字架能够得胜。 I'm sorry.
In our thoughts, in our dialogues, in our conversation, in all things that we do, the cross needs to be victorious.
当十字架掌权的时候，
and when the cross is victorious,
你就发现我们不再是我是主。
You discover it's no longer I, but it's the Lord.
所以多少人他在那里甘心付代价舍己的时候，
so a lot of people, when they willingly offer up a sacrifice and deny themselves,
让我们闻到了基督的馨香。
We all of a sudden discover there's a fragrance of Christ.
让我看见了基督的美丽。
And I see the beauty of Christ.
但是有很多的人他一受苦的时候，所有人都跟着受苦了。
But at the same time, there are those who are, as soon as they are suffering, everybody suffers with
them. 你看但以理的三个朋友进到火寮里面， 他闻不到火寮的味道。
Daniel's three friends went into the fire, but as they came out, you cannot smell the smoke or the fire.
他们在火里面游行。<laughs>
They were walking in the fire.
而且人子跟着他们游行，有第四位。
There was a fourth, the Son of Man was walking with them.
我们只要是靠近炉子一点，我们满身焦味。
And then as soon as we approach the furnace, all of a sudden we smell the stench.
所以我第一天说有人在楼上背十字架，楼下的人都知道他背十字架。
So I said the first day that when someone's bearing his cross on the second floor, oftentimes those who are below him knows that he's bearing his cross.
因为我们真的不肯舍己。
Because we're really unwilling to deny ourselves.
你如果找我麻烦， 你自己找麻烦。
If you bring harm to me, I'm going to bring harm to you.
这叫做荆棘。
This is called thorns.
荆棘的生命就是很多刺。 你不要找我麻烦， 你找我麻烦， 你一定吃亏。
The life of thorns is that you don't come and bother me, because when you do that, you're going to suffer harm.
有一次有一个农夫对他家养的公鸡， 那天喂他特别多吃一点东西。
There's a farmer, he fed his rooster a little more food that day.
他说因为明天我们家有重要的客人来， 我准备宰了你， 所以今天让你吃好一点。
He said to the rooster, because tomorrow we're going to have an honored guest come, and we're going to kill you tomorrow, so you're going to eat a little better today.
第二天早上这个农夫去找这只公鸡的时候呢，发现这个农鸡已经这个这只公鸡已经自杀了。
The next day, when the farmer went to look for the rooster, discovered the rooster had committed suicide.
他旁边留了一个遗书。
And he left a note, a death note.
就简单的讲，他说我告诉你，老子不是好惹的。
He said to the farmer, I'm telling you, you can't mess with me very easily.
死还是死了。 但是没有成为别人的祝福。
Yes, he died, but he's no longer a blessing to others.
很多的时候死真在我们身上发动， 但是别人跟着你一起死。
Yes, it is true, death is at work in our lives, but oftentimes other people are dying with you.
因为我们不是让十字架做工在我们身上。
Because we really did not allow the cross to work in our lives.
弟兄姊妹， 他是行走的羔羊。
He is the walking lamb.
当我们跟着他走的时候，
when we follow him,
我昨天讲过， 凡是真正跟随耶稣的人，
and we said yesterday, anyone who's a true follower of Christ,
跟久了一定跟出一个特别的味道来。
And after you follow him for a time, there's a particular flavor that comes to you.
就叫做像耶稣。
It is to be like Jesus.
这是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
有一天我们到天上，或是有一天他回来。
One day we will either go to heaven or he's going to come back.
他来迎接我们。
He's going to receive us.
今天我们讲第三堂。
And so today we come to this third topic.
看了神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
我们要来看这位被烧的羔羊， 今天已经坐在宝座上。
So this Lamb that was slain is now the Lamb that is enthroned.
他不是只是坐在那里。
He's not just sitting there.
他有一天要回来接我们。
One day he's coming back to receive us.
弟兄姊妹，我知道绝大部分的基督徒在我们平常生活里面， 我们很少跟这件事情连在一起。
I know for the majority of Christians today, we seldom are connected to this particular thought.
虽然就着真理， 就着我们的观念， 我们知道主要回来。
Yes, by truth and by understanding, we know, yeah, the Lord's coming back.
可是我们的生活很少真正的跟他连在一起。
But our daily life seldom is connected with this particular thought.
所以当斯拜克弟兄， 当他1925年 第一次来到美国访问的时候，
and Brother Spock, in 1925, the very first time he came to the States and he was interviewed.
聚会。
Oh, I'm sorry. He came to a meeting.
他需要interview什么？他来到美国第一次，从英国来到美国第一次来美国聚会的时候，
he came to the States, to visit the States for the first meeting.
那个大会里面有两个 speaker.
In that conference, there were two speakers.
那个主题都是讲到主的再来。
And the topic was about the return of the Lord.
所以当他坐在底下听第一个 speaker 讲的时候,
So when he was sitting down there listening to the first speaker,
哇，那个第一个 speaker 讲了一大堆世界大事，主要再来，然后各种 sign 这个战争，以色列国怎么样，怎么讲了一大堆。
And the first speaker talked about the signs and all the great things that are happening, and these are foreshadows of the coming of the Lord. He spoke a lot of stuff.
哦，好像底下弟兄姊妹都拿着笔记拼命记，都非常有兴趣。
So all the brothers, so they start taking notes very fervently. They're all very curious, very excited.
哦，那个海里面上来的怪兽是什么？哦，地上的怪兽是什么？哦，那个对大家都非常有兴趣。
They begin to explain what is this beast coming out of the waters, and what is this beast on the land, and everybody's really, really curious about it.
那轮到 Sparks 弟兄上台讲的时候。
And my brother Sparks, he came up to speak.
他一开始就念了一节圣经，是我今天第三段的第一句经文。
He opened with these verses, the first verse and the third point in the outline.
约翰一书3章第2节到第3节。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is, and everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure.
斯派克弟兄说，当他念完这节圣经的时候
，My brother Sparks, when he said that after he finished reading this particular verse,
他发现这个所有弟兄姊妹打开的 notebook 现在全部关起来，就放到一边去。And
he discovered all the notebooks that were open the night before; they're all closed, and they set it aside.
他们对这样子的信息没兴趣。They
didn't have an interest in this particular.
他们不想做笔记。And
they didn't want to even take notes.
他们只有兴趣在主来的时候各种的 sign， 各种的预言怎么样实现，对这些很有兴趣。They're
curious about the signs. Going to happen at the Lord's return.
对我们讲到要如何预备好来迎接我们的神，他们没有兴趣。
Concerning how to prepare ourselves so that we may be ready to meet our God, they have no interest for.
弟兄姊妹，当我们今天讲到主要再来的时候。
So today, when we talk about the return of our Lord,
我希望弟兄姊妹不要觉得这是很遥远的事情。
Brother, I pray that you do not think that this is an event that is far away.
没有一个世代像我们这个世代这么靠近主在乎。
There's not a generation that is closer than our generation concerning the return of the Lord.
就像我曾经跟你们讲的哈，我们再老。 这都是我们余生中最年轻的一天。No
matter how old we are, today is the youngest of the rest of our life.
不管主还要多久才回来，我们至少是所有人类历史里面最靠近主回来的时代。
Doesn't matter when the Lord is coming back, we are always at the generation who's closest to His return.
而且原谅我说哈。
And forgive me for saying that.
圣经上里面有三分之一，将近三分之一的篇幅是讲预言。
And a third of the book in the scriptures is concerning prophecy.
有人把这三分之一的预言全部归纳起来，大概有七八百个不同的预言。
And they categorize all the prophecies. There's about 800 to 700 different categories.
而所有的预言，除了将近20个还没有应验，将来要不久要应验的，所有的预言都已经应验了。
Aside from 20 of the prophecies that has not yet been fulfilled. Rest has been fulfilled.
而这将近20个的预言，绝大部分是你我都看不到的，因为那个时候主已经来了。
And these 20 prophecies are the ones that you and I will not see because the Lord has returned already.
是教会被提以后，地上大灾难，以色列选民他们将发生的事情。
Are the things that's going to happen concerning the nation of Israel when the church is raptured?
所以当主耶稣走之前，主耶稣讲的预言说，要我们预备主的回来，因为他回来像贼一样，表示下一个预言的发生就像贼到你家一样，没有人知道什么时候。
So the Lord said when that His second coming is like a thief coming in the night. So this fulfillment of the prophecy, you and I will not know it because it's like a thief coming at the night.
所以真的是可以随时回来的。
So yes, immediately, any time, the Lord could come back.
你看今年的日本大地震是今年还是去年？去年时间好快啊！今年3月是吧？
Just concerning the big earthquake that is happening in Japan earlier this year.
我那时候看到新闻上讲说，在这个。 这个大海啸发生的旁边的一个小 town，
and we see in the news in the articles that at the site of near the tsunami，
他们在那些碎壁残垣里面找到了一个那个城市的一个钟啊，
and they found a clock that's in the middle of the city， in the middle of the town， in the midst of the rubble。
停在三点钟的时候。
And it came to a stop at 3 p.m.
那个底下就有一句话说，就在两分钟之内，这个城市完全被淹没了。
And then within, underneath this clock, it says within 2 minutes of that time, the entire city was covered.
你能不能想象那一天下午三点钟，有多少人还是一样出去 shopping，有多少的妈妈在马路上像 H 五美一样去接孩子，在那边学这个学那个，跟正常生活一模一样。
Imagine that particular afternoon at 3 o'clock, life continue as it is. A lot of moms picking up and dropping off their kids, different lessons and so forth.
很多 engineer 正在公司做 presentation.
And maybe there are some people in the middle of an office meeting, they're giving a presentation.
还有些人坐在马路上喝咖啡。
People are sitting by the cafe.
小孩子在马路上打球, 完全都是正常的情形。
Kids are playing ball, and these are the normal things in everyday life.
人正说平安稳妥的时候, 灾祸突然临到。
And when man says peace, peace, then calamity falls all of a sudden.
弟兄姊妹, 我是在爱的里面跟弟兄姊妹讲, ending time, 真的是ending time, 我们可以随时要准备去见主的。
Brothers and sisters, I am saying this to you in love, that any time, we need to be ready to meet the Lord.
但是我们今天最感谢神的就是这位被杀的羔羊坐在宝座上。
But we thank God the most that the Lamb who is slain is now enthroned, sitting on the throne.
他回来是来迎接我们。
He's going to come back to receive us, to take us in.
而不信主的人是要面临一个可怕的审判，但是我们却是被他迎接回去。
But those who do not believe in Him is going to fear, is going to face a dreadful judgment. But for us, we're going to be received by Him.
当我们去见他的时候，我们再也没有机会去背十字架，再也没有机会去顺服他给我们的要求。
And when we go see Him on that day, there's no more opportunities for us to pick up our cross and to obey what He wants us to do.
所以要爱耶稣，要趁今天。
So to love Jesus, we need to love Him today.
要活在信心里面，也只有在今天。
And to live in faith, you only live in today.
我们所有在主的面前属灵的价值都在今天。
All of our spiritual worth is established today.
所以我们现在要来讲荣耀的盼望，基督要再来。
And I want to talk about this glorious hope that Christ will return.
我最后再讲A，好，所以我现在回到B 了。
And I'm coming to the second point. I'm going to come back and talk about the first point.
我在这里只列了四节经文做一个代表性的。
I only listed 4 particular verses as representatives.
我们简单的来看一下主回来。
And very quickly, let's look at when the Lord returns.
第一个我讲了约伯记19章刚才说的，约伯说：“我知道我的救赎主活着，末了。” 必站在地上，我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。
Job says, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and He shall stand at last on the earth, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another."
所以我们在这里讲的第一件事情就是他一定会来。
And so here it says He will return.
而且他的脚要再一次踏到地上。
And that He again will set His feet on the earth.
回到这个地球来。
He will stand on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，这真的是一件了不起的事。
And this is a great thing.
我们知道他是万王之王，他是神。
And we know that He's the King of Kings and He is God.
整个万有宇宙这么浩瀚，他用话就创造出来了。
And the entire universe is created by His word.
但是这位神不仅仅曾经来过这个地上。
But this God, not only did He come into this earth.
有一天他要在他大的荣耀里面，他重新回到这个地上。
And in man's glory, He once again will return.
他的脚要踏在这个地上。
And He will once again stand on this earth.
这是约伯在那么多苦难的里面的时候，他的信心说：“我知道我的救赎主活着。”
And Job, in the midst of many of his sufferings and sorrows, he says these words: "I know my Redeemer lives."
末了，他的脚必站在地上。
And He shall stand last on the earth.
他说我自己要见他,
he said, I shall see him.
并不像外人,
and not another. Brothers, I don't know if we have the same heart attitude that we're ready to meet him. And a lot of times I do go to different places
to preach.
A lot of places I've never visited before. So the person who comes to pick me up at the airport are those that I do not know.
但是我从来没有一次上飞机的时候，我吓得要死，不知道今天会不会有人来接我。
And I was never terrified when I get on the plane and fearing that no one would pick me up.
他们说会来接我，我就知道他们一定会来接我。
If they say someone's going to pick me up, I know someone's going to pick me up.
虽然我有的时候会不太放心，我说你怎么会认得出我来呢？
Sometimes I will be a little worried. I say, how would you recognize me?
他们说你放心啦，我们看光碟看多了，一定认得出来。
So don't worry. We see enough of the DVDs. We'll recognize you.
所以我常常到很多地方去，有人跑到我前面来说，哎，果然是余弟兄，是真的。
I'd be walking in the middle of the airport, somebody would run up to me and say, "Ah, it is you, brother Yu."
Oh, 他是跟光碟上看的是一样的。 我说如果假包饭。
I said, "Ah, it looked just like the one I see on the DVD."
我就记得前年年初的时候我去 San Diego 要来接我的人我不认识那个名字我就说你认得我吗
And again, someone was going to pick me up in San Diego last year and I didn't recognize that person so I said, do you know me?
他说没问题我八年前见过你
He said, don't worry, I've seen you 8 years ago
我就很放心但是我还是很幽默地写了一行话我说我比从前胖了一点白头发多了一点
And so I trusted his words but I jokingly said I gained a little more weight, a little more white hair.
然后我就画了一个笑脸。
Then I drew a smiley face.
然后那天我下飞机的时候，我就到处找不到他。
So that day when I got off the plane, I looked all over. I couldn't find anyone.
那我就只好照了他手机，我打给他。
So I called the cell phone.
我告诉他我在 San Diego 机场几号门在外面等你。
And I told him I'm in San Diego now. I'm outside a particular gate.
他说我没看到你啊。
So I didn't see you.
然后我就看到一个老钟拿着手机走过来，我就晓得是，不是说是这个家伙了，就是他。
I see an Asian guy with a phone. He's walking towards me.
然后他就几乎快走到我前面，还在那边说我没看到。He's
like almost right in front of me, and he keeps talking. I don't see you.
我说你看你前面有一个拿着手机，我说那就是我。So
look at the guy who's holding a cell phone that is standing right in front of me. That's me.
然后他说啊，然后就跟我打招呼了。He
said, "Oh," and he said, "Oh."
<笑>跟久了就像我。
Translated for so long, I'm just like him now.
就跟那个 David 小的时候，快三岁的时候，就是两个手放后面在散步。David,
when he was three, he would imitate his dad with hands behind his back and just.
然后开车开到路上呢，他就跟我讲，他说：“余弟兄啊，他说我跟你 confess 哈。” So
this brother said while he was driving me to our destination, he says, "Brother, you, I gotta confess to you."
他说我为什么没有看到你
？You know why I didn't recognize you?
因为你跟我说你白头发多了一点，你胖了一点。他说我一直在找一个白头发的大胖子。So
your statement says you gained a little weight and you have a little more white hair. I keep looking for a fat guy with all white hair.
我说我还没老成那个样子。
I said I haven't aged that much.
弟兄姊妹，但是这个我不管到哪一个国家去，我都不会怕掉路了。我知道他们早晚找到。
And again, no matter what country I go to, I'm not afraid that someone won't pick me up.
我去带着信心去，我知道我一定会见到他。I
go by faith. I know that I will meet that person.
然后这就是约伯说的，他说我知道我一定会看见我的主。So
Job says, "I know my Redeemer lives, and I will see him."
虽然我们今天讲耶稣、祷告耶稣、赞美耶稣，我们眼睛其实没有看到他。
Talk about Jesus, we praise Jesus, but these physical eyes do not see him.
但是弟兄姊妹，你有没有真的信到心里面去？有一天要用真正的眼睛看到他。
But do you really believe it with your heart that one day you will see him with these eyes?
真的看到他，摸着他，拥起他。
You will see him, you will touch him, you will throng him.
哦，这就是 Fanny Crosby， 她为什么被医生弄瞎了眼睛？她从来不埋怨的。
And Fanny Crosby, when she lost her sight because of the doctor, she never complained.
她说，如果我生下来就有人可以问我说。 你愿意瞎眼吗？ 他说我决定愿意的。
When I was born, somebody asked me, "Are you willing to be blind?" I said, "I'll be willing to be blind."
他说因为我希望有一天我眼睛看到的第一个人就是我救主的容颜。
Because I want the first person that I see to be the face of my Savior.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们有没有憧憬、想象过有一天要真正看见耶稣，要亲眼认识他，并不像外人？
Have you imagined one day that you will see him with your own eyes and not like another?
想到就高兴了。
Think about it, you ought to rejoice.
姊妹，我们真是想到有一天要见他就高兴。
One day we will see him face to face.
啊，第二件事情。
And secondly,
腓立比书3:20-21。
Philippians chapter 3:20-21.
他说：“我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。” 他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。For
our citizenship is in heaven, in which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body.
我们平常都在讲主荣上加荣的改变，我们是讲到今生他的工作。And
we say that the Lord is changing us from glory to glory, and we speak of His work in our lives in this life.
把我们这个人卑贱的生命、不像主的性情全部做掉，让我们越来越像主。
That this lowly life may be removed, that we may be more and more like Jesus.
因为我们生命真是卑贱哈。Because
our life is very, very, very poor.
哎，我那天讲那个比喻。 打篮球哈，这个不是乱比喻的。
And the other day I gave an analogy concerning playing basketball. I didn't just give it casually.
还有知道在原文里面罪是什么意思吗
？Do you guys know what is the definition of sin?
叫做 miss the mark， 对不对
？It literally means to miss the mark.
你射箭没有射中靶心。你就叫做犯罪。
If you shoot an arrow and you did not hit the target, then you sinned.
你没有达到神的要求，这叫做犯罪。
You did not meet God's mark, God's standard. You sinned.
我们不用打靶，我们用丢篮球。你只要没有进 ，you fall short of God's glory. 你亏欠了神的荣耀。
And shooting a basketball, if you didn't make it, you fall short of God's glory.
所以我们丢了100次。不要讲100次，我们丢了10次，只进了5次，那表示我们亏欠了5次。
So if we shoot ten times, only made 5, that means we fall short 5 times.
所以我们刚开始的时候，我们很少进，我们常常得罪神，亏欠神。
So in the beginning, oftentimes we miss and we fall short of God.
哎呀，我们的思想是血气，是肉体。
Our mind is carnal.
我们讲话是肉体，我们这个人的做事就是肉体。
The way we talk, the way we do things is all of the flesh.
可是主一路上改变我们，改变我们，改变我们，让我们越进越。越来越合神的心意。
The Lord is transforming us, changing us, and we begin to make more and more of our shots.
所以孩子们，你们这么喜欢打篮球，下次打篮球提醒你们自己哈。
So when you love to play the basketball so much, remind yourself next time when you play.
不要没有进的时候，不要光只是后悔没有得分，你要想到我们常常 miss the mark.
And every time you miss a shot, you need to remind yourself you often miss.
所以卑贱的生命被主改变。
This lowly life is being transformed by the Lord.
但是你们有没有想到，这个卑贱的身体有一天要被改变
？Do you realize that this physical body one day will be transformed by the Lord as well?
如果主回来迟延的话，我们都会死的哈，人人都有一死。
If the Lord delays his return, we will all die. Every man will die.
我们这个身体是埋到地里面就过去了。
And this body, when it's buried in the ground, it's over.
所以不用太心疼它。
So don't worry too much about it.
怎么埋也不是重要的事情。
How it's buried is not all that important.
是给虫吃给鱼吃都不是最重要的事情。
Whether the worms eat it or the fish eats it doesn't really matter.
因为有一天复活的时候，主要给我们一个新的身体。
Because one day at the resurrection we're going to have a new body.
我们都要复活的。
We will all resurrect.
身体会死，人不死的。
The body will die, but the man will not die.
所以为什么我们说我们这个人死了就像睡了一样，我们就到主那里去了
？Why do we say that when the man dies, he's like he's asleep, he's gone to the Lord?
我去见主的时候，还是带着我这个人的灵、这个人的魂去见主的。
When I go see the Lord, I before the Lord with my spirit and my soul.
只是我的身体留在这里就是了。
My body is temporarily here.
我们都要复活的。
We're all going to be resurrected.
要有这个信心，要有这个把握，有一天我们整个人要复活。
You need to have this faith that one day I am going to be made alive.
主要给我们一个新的身体。
The Lord is going to give us a new body.
有一个人带着他岳母，带着他家人到以色列去玩。
A person once took his mother-in-law to Israel to have a vacation.
结果不小心，他的岳母在以色列去世了。
And tragically, the mother-in-law passed away in Israel.
人家就跟他说，为了省钱，最好埋在这里。
And somebody advised him, you know, for the sake of cost, you might as well bury him.
然后他坚持一定要把岳母送回去，哈，花再多的钱他都要送。
And he says, absolutely not.I got to send my mother-in-law back home.
人家以为他这么孝顺，还很佩服他。
And somebody thought that he really, you know, honored his mother-in-law, and they really esteemed him.
后来有人问他说：“你为什么要花这么10倍、20倍的钱把岳母送回去？”
And he says, the people ask him, "Why do you spend, you know, 20 times the cost to send him back to the states?"
他说：“因为我不放心把他留在这里，因为我听说2000年前有个叫耶稣的什么，让好几人复活了。”
He says, "I don't quite trust leaving her."In this land, because I heard this rumor that 2,000 years ago somebody resurrected from the dead.
这是美国人喜欢开岳母的玩笑哈。
其
实我们中国人的岳母都很好，对不对？
Read the Chinese culture sometimes.
因为中国的丈母娘看女婿越看越满意。
And mother-in-law, oftentimes when they see their son-in-law, they like them more and more.
这个身体死了，不是同样的身体复活。
And this body that is going to perish, is going to die, is not the same body that will resurrect.
主是要给一个新的身体给我们。
The Lord will give us a new body.
他要用那个叫万有能够归服自己的大能，将我们卑贱的身体改变形状。
And again, according to the working by which He is able even to do all things to Himself.
改成什么样子
？I'm sorry, to be conformed to this glorious body.
我们不知道。
And we do not know.
但是我至少知道不是像 Tom Cruise.
And we know that I'm not going to look like Tom Cruise.
也不是像你羡慕的哪一个女明星。
Or such a famous star.
他是说跟主的身体相似。
It says to be conformed to His glorious body.
那个已经够我快乐了。
And this would cause me great joy already.
好，所以你看我今天头上要开始长怪东西了。其实你们要看快看，将来天上都看不到了。
I discover things grow on my face again, but you know if you want to see these things, see them now, you will not see them in eternity to come.
啊，这个长工上次说我们中年人这个六国统一哈，秦始皇那个六个 pack 都变成一块了。
Our brother says that the six pack has been conquered by the one.
啊，或是我脸上还有瘤、嘴巴歪，这些都没有关系。你们要看都快看。将来到天上，我俊得很。
I still have a tumor on my left cheek, and you can look at it now. But when I go to heaven, I am going to be handsome.
因为每一个姊妹都漂亮得很。
Every sister will be beautiful.
还有主要把一个荣耀的身体给我。
The Lord is going to give us a glorious body.
弟兄姊妹，让我们都像他。
That we're all going to be like him.
真的，他不光是改变我们卑贱的生命，他要把我们卑贱的身体。改成像他一样。
Not only is he changing our lowly life to be more like him, but the lowly earthly body to be more like him.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
他说：“看啊，我必快来。”这是启示录二十二章十二节到十三节。他说：“我必快来，赏罚在我，要照着个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是首先的，我是末后的，我是初，我是终。”
And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me.To give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
弟兄姊妹，我们虽然不会将来被丢到永火里面去受审判。
Yes, we will not be cast into eternal fire to be judged.
但是哥林多后书第五章告诉我们，我们将来都要站在基督的台前。
The Second Corinthians chapter 5 tells us we will one day stand before the throne of Christ.
我在讲预言的时候，我曾经讲过有三个大的审判的日子，我们稍微知道一下。
And when I talked about Revelations, we talked about three.The three specific judgment that is to come.
第一个就是主耶稣降临在空中的时候。
The first one is when he is in midair as he returns.
所有信耶稣的人那天要复活，被提到天上，还活着的人。
All those who believe the Lord would be raptured.
之后也被提到天上。
And they will be taken up in midair.
那这是要基督台前的审判。
And this is, the judgment before the throne of Christ.
这是加法处理对神的儿女们的审判。
And this is a judgment concerning the household of God.
这个不是丢到永火去的。
This is not a judgment concerning eternal damnation.
而是要照着我们就着我们这一生所做所行的，在我们的神面前交账。
But of all that we've done, all that we've labored, we're going to have to settle an account with our Lord.
所以你千万不要以为说我已经信了耶稣了，天国的门票有了，我现在可以爱世界没关系。
Please do not think that okay.I believe in Jesus. I have a ticket into heaven. I can go on loving the world.
我知道主的宝血拥有功效，他会赦免我的罪，所以我不用好好追求。
And His blood will forever cleanse me of my sins, so I don't really need to pursue the Lord.
将来去见主的时候，我们要为着今生所有所做所行，神给的每一个机会、每一个日子，我们都要跟主交账。
A day will come when you're going to stand before the throne of Christ, and you're going to settle an account for every opportunity and everything that you've done for the rest of your life.
甚至严重到一个地步，凡我们口里所说的，句句都要招出来。
Even every word that's proceeding out of our mouth would be displayed, would be set forth before.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为人需要敬虔，要带着虔诚敬畏的心度我们在世寄居的日子。
We need to be fearful and holy as we live out the remaining of our days.
因为我们在恩典中。
And on the one hand, we are in grace.
但是另外一方面，我们也是在神圣的托付里面。
But at the same time, we're in this very holy commission.
我们将来都要为着我们这一生所行的，需要去跟主交账。
All that we've done, we have to settle an account with our Lord.
第二个审判，我简单提就好了，是以色列民在。千年国度开始前，以色列百姓 要有另外，还地上的万民都有另外一次的审判。
And the second judgment is the nation of Israel and all the people of the world at the beginning of the millennial year that the judgment will fall.
第三个审判是千年国度以后所有不信主的人，那是白色大宝座的审判。
And the third judgment is after the millennial year that the judgment of the great white throne that every man will go through.
那是所有没有信耶稣的人全部复活，然后被审判，被丢到永火里。
Everyone that did not believe in Christ will be resurrected. They will be judged and they will be cast into the
fire. 所以你真的爱你的家人的话，要趁着他们还没有走以前，一定要把福音传给他们。
So if you really love your family members before they leave, before they depart, share the gospel.
我们的好朋友。公司的好同学、好同事，我们都要抓住机会。我们的邻居都应该跟他们传福音。
Our colleagues, our good friends, our neighbors, we need to take every opportunity to share the gospel.
然后，另外我们读路加福音二十一章二十五节到二十八节。
Luke chapter 21.
我们很快的看一下，这里有一个非常强烈的对比。
This is very strong contrast here.
路加福音二十一章二十五节到二十八节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 25 through 28.
其实应该读更长的，我们没有时间，我们就从二十五节，只要我读就好了哈。日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，因为海中波浪的响声就惶惶不定，天势都要震动。人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。那时他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀驾云降临。一有这些事，你们就应当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。这句话当然主要的很多的时代主义的解释都是针对以色列百姓将来要看见的事。
A lot of times, these words specifically are written concerning the people of Israel, the things that they will see.
但是我把它拿出来，就是要做一个对比，就是认识神的人跟不认识神的人。
I want to bring out these verses to show you a contrast between those who know God and those who do not know Him.
属神的子民跟不属神的人，对于将来要来的事情，那一天真发生的时候。
And God's people versus those that are not.Concerning that day when things happen.
弟兄姊妹朋友 100% 发生的啦
Brothers and sisters, 100% this will happen.
要来的必要再来不再迟延的
He who is coming will come and he will not delay.
他是一定来的
He will absolutely come.
但是那天来的时候
But that day when he does come,
有人吓得魂不附体
Some people are terrified and they're fearful.
但是神的选民神的儿女却可以挺身昂首
But the people of God can look up.
终于来了
He's finally here.
哎呀我们盼望这么久的日子终于来了
The day that we've been longing for so long is here.
我们得赎的日子到了
Our day of redemption is here.
我们身体要改变了
Our body will be changed.
不再有眼泪不再有哭泣不再有悲伤不再有疼痛不再有死亡所有这些都过去了
No more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. These are all passed away.
所有的盼望所有的信心都成为眼见变成事实了
All of our faith, all of our hope has now become sight.
哦完全不一样
It's completely different.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个不一样的没有
？Once you discover the difference here，
你看我们小的时候，这个老师要发考卷的时候，你们那时候心情是怎样
？And remember when we were younger and we were getting an exam as exams being handed to us, how did you feel？
哎，你们现在都还是学生，你们学校发不发考卷的
？Those of you who are students, when you get your exam，
怎么怀心点起头来了？你帮儿子点上。
Sister Helen begins to.
现在大概这个学校没有那么严。我们小时候发考卷的时候是紧张的不得了的。
When we were younger, I remember when the exams were being handed out, we were all terrified.
你知道我们老师有一个鞭子是那种小时候扫地的那种藤条的鞭子啊。
And the teachers back then they had these rods. They're very very flexible.
而且他打不打字呢？
When they hit you, they don't hit the meaty parts of your hand.
他们打字呢
They hit the back.
所以我们每一次发考卷的时候很多同学这边都肿起来青紫一块然后他们去发明那种一种特别的草挖起来泡酒精大家都一面流着一面擦的
when they get their exams back oftentimes they would be disciplined and it would be all bruised up and they actually discover a particular grass
现在早就会被告的
and now you know if the same things happen the teachers would be sued
所以每次发考卷的时候呢，几家欢乐几家愁。
Back then, there would be some that would be joy, but some would cry.
那些好学生就挺身昂首，今天是得奖品的日子。
Those good students, they would lift up their heads, they'd be very proud. Today is the day that I'm going to be rewarded.
那些考差的那天，头都不敢抬，然后这个手都不敢伸出去。
Those who didn't do so well, they dare not lift up their hands, and their hands are kind of tucked in.
连我这么好的学生都被打过。
Me, such a wonderful student, I actually feel disciplined before as well.
我那天来，这个我这个人一辈子都是低血压哈。
And I've always had low blood pressure.
我平常的血压是下血压六十几，上血压110就不得了了，所以我几十年都是这样子。
About 110 at the upper range and around the 60s at the lower.
我礼拜一在上面讲到一半，我突然昏了一下，摸了一下，然后下来满脸发热，我就去借我爸妈的血压器量了一下。
Friday, when I was speaking, I felt a little dizzy, and after the message, I went and took the measure my blood pressure from the device.
And 我突然发现我的低血压高到96。
And my low blood pressure is up to 96.
上血压到150几。
And my upper limit is at 150. High blood pressure.
我就很紧张，因为我平常是低血压，突然变这么高血压。
And I was very worried because because this is not normal for me.
因为我的爷爷，我的grandpa， 他是在跪在地上为别人祷告的时候，突然脑溢血，被主接去了。
My grandpa, he was actually kneeling down praying for someone, and he had an aneurysm. Was taken to the Lord. He was only 59 years old.
然后我的父亲50年来都吃高血压的药，我们这个高血压是我们家家族的病。
50 years, my dad's been taking high blood pressure medication, and this is something that's just genetically inborn in our family.
我的哥哥开始陆陆续续开始有了，但是我就一直感谢神，从来没有领导我。
And all my older brothers, they all began to have high blood pressure, and I kept thanking the Lord that never came to me.
那我那天突然血压的时候，我就跑去问这个Dr. Huang， 虽然我不是 mental problem.
So that day, when I discovered this problem, I went to see Dr. Huang, though I didn't have a mental problem.
然后他就安慰我，他说这个没有关系。
He said, oh, it's okay, it's not a big deal.
他说偶尔一次没有关系的。
Once in a while, it's fine.
他说他也是低血压。
He says, I usually have
然后有一次他去看一个心脏科医生的时候，也是一下子一紧张，血压高到九十几。
He said one time he went to see a cardiologist and he was very nervous. All of a sudden his blood pressure went up.
然后旁边几个弟兄都笑他，哪里医生看医生会紧张成这样子？
Everybody began to laugh at him and say, how can a doctor go to a doctor and be nervous?
然后我说你又不是发考卷。
And then I said to those brothers, I said, you're not really handing out these examinations.
弟兄姊妹，有一个 final judgment day.
Runs into this final judgment day.
对神的儿女们叫基督台前的审判。
And it's called the judgment at the throne of Christ.
And
the children of God. The other one is the judgment of
所有的人,
and every person.
早晚都要去面对造我们的神,
sooner or later, we'll go meet the Creator God.
不是在基督台前,
if it's not before the throne of Christ, it's before the great white throne.
所以我们在这里，我们要有这样子的准备，我们要好好过好我们的今生。We
need to be ready to live this life.
所以在这里讲到说，看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。So
the Lord says, behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to give everyone according to his word.
主虽然很有恩典，但是那一天在交账的时候，他必须为着我们这一生所有所行的，要来加给我们。So
God is full of grace, but on that particular day, he's going to administer judgment according to all that we've done.
第四件事情。Fourth
thing.
他说：“我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿洁白光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。”这是启示录19章7到8节。Revelation
chapter 19, verse 7 to 8.
那不仅仅讲到这个，我们将来个人要跟主交账。It
speaks not only that we individually need to settle an account with the Lord.
这一段的圣经是讲到将来有基督要来要得国的。This
portion speaks of the coming of Christ to receive His kingdom.
启示录说到这地成了我主和我主耶稣基督的国。And
Revelation says that this earth and there, all that is in it has become the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣在回来的时候，他是要做王的。He
comes to be the king.
而且他不光只是地上的王，他是 万王之王，万主之主。He's
not only the king of this world, but he's the king of kings and the lord of lords.
所以我们今天在这里所讲的耶稣，他不是只是被杀，好像很可怜被杀哈。So
when we talk about Jesus, who is the slain lamb, that he's not, it's not just pitiful that he's slain.
他也是因为他有能力坐宝座的那一位。
He's also one that is with all might that is sitting on the throne.
所以你们今天唱诗歌有没有看到他们前面画了一只小羔羊，后面一只大狮子？
You discover in the slides there was the picture of a lamb. And then a lion behind it.
他又是被杀的羔羊，又是犹大的狮子。
He is the lamb, and he is also the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他的宝座，他的国权，直到永远。
His throne and his dominion is unto everlasting.
而且他回来是要来迎接我们。
And when he comes to receive us.
今年4月28号，这个威廉王子结婚，不是又是一个小型，也算世纪婚礼，大家都在看哈。April
28, Prince William was married, and the whole world's watching.
我们根本没有时间看，我那时候正好前几天还在英国，我大概24号回来的。And
I didn't have a chance to watch it. I actually came back from England on the 24th.
我忘了我回来的时候在哪里碰到一个年轻的孩子问我说。 你没有去参加他们婚礼吗？
And I remember when I came back, one of the kids asked me, you didn't attend the wedding?
Our family reunion, 他们就问我说，你难道没有去看那个婚礼吗？
At our family reunion, somebody asked me, you didn't go to the wedding?
第一个我没有资格，第二个我没兴趣。
One, I didn't have the privilege, two, I didn't have the interest.
但是我回到家，我过两天在新闻上，不是，我在新闻上看那个 新闻报道的时候。
So after a couple of days, I saw the, I was watching the news.
前面是在播放他们婚礼的一些精华片段。
And in the beginning, it was having kind of a slideshow of the wedding, certain slides.
然后后面呢，他照了好几个在不同国家里面，大概美国也有，英国也有，各国也有，那个叫做 PT party， 你们听过没有？就是那些绕不到嫁给威廉王子的人很难过，所以他们开了一个 party。
It's a party that is put together by those who cannot marry Prince William, so they have a party together.
所以有的那天也穿着礼服，头上戴了一个假的皇冠。
So there are actually people who put on a gown and they would put on a crown.
有的人真的是实在受不了，说看这个实在不经看，但是他们那天开的 PT party。
Some of them were not very sightly, but they had a party anyway.
因为他们的梦想破裂了。
Because their dreams were shattered.
因为威廉不会来找他们。
Because William will no longer come for them.
所以他们开的 PT party.
So they had this PT party.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们这些人
，Oh pity party. Okay.
Did you say?
I'm sorry. I said PT. Thank you for listening. Praise God.
那是什么 game 啊？But anyway.
Anyways.
万王之王要来迎娶我们。
The King of Kings is going to come for us.
整个教会，整个神的儿女们像新妇一样装饰好了，等他来接的。
The whole church is going to be adorned like the bride for him to receive.
为什么今天他还不来呢？
Why is it he's still not here?
因为我们还没有装饰好啊。
Because we are not yet adorned.
所以他还想来接我们的。
He's desperate to come after us.
所以为什么要为着教会成熟祷告？
So brothers, we need to pray for the maturity of the church.
要为着教会的纯净祷告。
We need to pray for the purity of the church. We need to pray for the readiness of the church to be received.
Are we ready?
Are we ready?
Oh, 可能很多年轻姊妹已经举手，已经 ready 被人家娶了。
Maybe a lot of young sisters, younger ones are ready to get married.
但是我们教会 ready 了没有？
But we as a church, are we ready?
婚礼已经早就想开始了。
But the wedding is about to take place, wants to take place.
所以教会要好好为着我们的新郎，为着我们所爱的主，好好预备自己。
So the church, we need to pray, prepare ourselves for the bride that is going to take us home.
糟糕了，我今天记得要问一下 Charlie 跟 Teresa， 我可不可以讲他们的故事？
I was going to ask Charlie and Teresa to tell their story. It's okay.
你们是去年结婚还是前年啊？去年。
They got married a year ago.
去年结婚的时候，我坐在第一排，因为我要证婚 ，Charlie 坐我旁边。
I was sitting in the first row, and Charlie was sitting right next to me because I was officiating the wedding.
那天 Teresa 迟到了。
And Teresa was late.
我忘了她迟到了20分钟还半小时。
She was late about 20 minutes or half an hour.
所以 Charlie 坐立不安。
So Charlie all of a sudden got really nervous.
他又怕我生气。
And he thought I'd be upset.
所以中间我看了一下表以后，我就看他一下。
So in the middle, I actually looked at my watch and I turned and looked at him.
他马上就跟我讲，他说：“那于叔叔，我们要不要开始了？”
He saw me looking at him. He says, "Pastor Yu or Uncle Yu, should we just start now then?"
新娘没有到，新郎要叫我开始。
I said, "The bride's not yet here. You want to start?"
何月嫂，你今天可以跟他讲第一次哈。
Teresa, you can gaze into his eyes tonight and say,
给他一点警告。
Give him that warning.
他们在哪里啊？
Where are they?
新郎，新娘站起来。
Stand up, Charlie.
新娘在哪
？Teresa，
请你在主里面原谅他。
Forgive him in the love of the Lord today.
新娘没预备好，怎么婚礼开始呢
？How can you start a wedding when the bride is not ready？
弟兄姊妹，天上的天使天君全部都准备好了。
The heavenly hosts, they're ready for the wedding.
这不是世纪的婚礼，这是宇宙的大婚礼。
This is not the wedding of the century; it's the wedding of the universe.
这新郎早就坐在宝座上，也不知道坐多久了。
The bride is sitting. The groom is sitting on the throne for a long time.
等你等我呀、
He's waiting for you and he's waiting for me.
所以我们要赶快准备好。
So we need to make ourselves ready.
弟兄姊妹，他做王。
He is enthroned.
父神用右手将他高举。
The father has exalted him with the right hand.
把超乎万民之上的名赐给他。
He's given him the name that is above everything.
他是万王之王，他是万主之。
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那我们要怎么样子 ready 呢？
How should we be ready?
弟兄姊妹，到底我们有没有把他当王看？
Do we treat him as king?
到底我们有没有把他当主看？
Do we treat him as the Lord?
其实很多事情都连于主什么时候回来。
So a lot of times related to how quickly he comes back.
圣经上说福音传遍地极，或是福音传给万民，人数满的时候，主就要回来
的。The Lord says when the gospel is preached to the ends of the earth, and the number is full, then he shall return.
所以我们要传福音，教会要成熟，教会要 ready.
So we need to share the gospel. The church needs to mature. The church needs to be ready.
通通都影响主的回来。
All impacts when he comes back.
我今年四月份到欧洲去参加那个聚会的时候，有一位外国讲员，他是 Columbia International University 的校长。
In April, when we went to when I went to Europe for this retreat, one of the speakers was a professor.
一个校长，学校校长。
He was a principal.
他叫 Dr. George Murray. 他那天讲到的时候，他只用一个很简单的经文，很简单的例子，就整个钟头他只是讲这个例子。
That day he used a very simple verse, a very simple example, and that's what he used the entire day.
但是大家印象都非常深刻。
But everybody remember what he said.
他说大使命，大家天天都讲说要去使万民做我的门徒，就从马太福音28:19-20，大家都是这样子背。
Matthew chapter 28:19-20. Go the great commission, go and make disciples of all nations. So we memorize these verses.
但是他说大使命不是从19节才开始，从18节就开始了。
So the great commission did not begin on verse 19, but began on verse 18.
那你说到耶稣进城来对门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
So the Lord Jesus came and said, all the authorities on heaven in heaven and on the earth has been given to me.
底下才说，所以你们去使万民做我的门徒。
And the scripture says, then it says.Then go and make disciples of all nations.
他说，光从十九节这个连接词，所以我们就知道大使命绝对不是从十九节开始的。
So verse 19 says, "So therefore," the word "therefore" means tells you that it did not begin on verse 19.
从十八节就开始了。
It began on verse 18.
那你说到天上地上所有的权柄都已经给主了。
So all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
但是今天的问题就是，我们这些基督徒并没有把这个主权交给主。
But the criticality is that we as Christians today, we did not give this authority unto Christ today.
因为我们正好在英国，他就举了一个英国的例子。
So we were in England, so he gave an example that is related to England.
英国现在还有君主制度，对不对？
Still is a monarchy, is there still a position of a king?
对，他说这个君主制度从前是绝对的君主制度。
In time past, it's an absolute monarchy.
他说现在的英国的君主制度是叫做 constitutional， 就是宪政的君主制。
So now the government is a constitutional monarchy.
他们也是有宪法的。
They do have a law.
他们有议会。
They have a Congress.
他们有这个 Prime Minister， 有首相。
They have a Prime Minister.
他们说，当他们在这里制定法律的时候
，When they establish the laws of the land.
当他们在这里推行政策的时候
，When they administer when they execute these laws.
上议会、下议会开会，民意代表开会，他们决定的事情 ，Prime Minister 签名。
They have all these meetings, and at the end of it, the Prime Minister will sign.
这个就应该可以出来实行的了。
So at that point, they should be able to execute the law.
但是因为他们还维持了一个君主制度
，because they still maintain this monarchy.
所以他们把这个法案做成的决定，上面有这个法案的决定，首相的签名，但是底下又加了一行。是送给英国女王去签名。
So the Prime Minister has signed everything in law. The Congress has signed it, but now there's still a line that needs to be signed by the Queen of England.
所以首相把这个东西带到女王面前。
So the Prime Minister would take this document to the Queen.
请女王签。
And would you please sign?
那女王最好好好的签。
So the Queen, she better sign.
她签也实现，不签也一样有效。
And whether she signs or not.The documents will be affected.
这只是一个礼貌上尊重他就是了。
It is a courtesy for the queen.
你签我们也执行，你不签我们照样执行。
If you sign it, we'll execute it. If you don't sign it, we'll still execute it.
所以女王基本上就都是签了。
So the queen signs everything.
他这个叫做 constitution monarchy.
So this is called constitutional monarchy.
他说今天神的儿女们对我们的基督常常是这样。
It says today we as Christians we often treat our Christ the same way.
明明天上地上所有的权柄都是他。
All authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to him.
但是我们呢，把他当做 queen.
But we treated him as the queen.
我们是 prime minister.
And we treated ourselves as the prime minister.
当我们自己签了名以后，你就非签不可。
So when we sign something in our lives, we say, you better sign now.
我要换工作，我要换就换了。
If I want to change my job, I'm going to change it.
我要换教会，我要换就换了。
If I want to change the church, I'm going to change it.
我要买什么车，我要买什么手机，我要买就买了。
Whatever car I want to buy, whatever cell phone I want to buy.
我们要做什么决定，我们就做了。我们就是神，你就是要认同。
Whatever decision we make, we just say, God, you got to identify with my decision now.
你认同，我也做；你不认同，我照做。
If you acknowledge it, I'll do it. If you don't acknowledge it, I'm going to do it anyway.
所以今天这个校长很有意思，他印了一大堆这个卖身契给我们哈。
Principal, he was very humorous. He made a copy of a lot of.
他不光 humorous， 他很认真。他们做了那个卖身契，要叫我们签约卖给耶稣的。
He gave us all copies of a contract for us to sign our lives over to Jesus.
我写没写？I底下空格，我要写杭千玉于洪杰。And
the document says I, comma, I need to go fill in my name.
于某年某月某日跟我的神立约，从此以后我永远属于他，顺服他。Such
and such a day, I've established a covenant with my God that I am forever His.
底下要签字的。And
then you got to sign.
弟兄姊妹，那天好多人拿去那个东西签，签完以后交回去了。
A lot of people actually signed it that day and submitted it.
弟兄姊妹，不管外面有没有签这件事。But
see, it doesn't really matter how really whether we sign it.
到底我们有没有承认他是万王之王，他是万主之主？Whether
we acknowledge that he's the King of Kings or the Lord of Lords.
如果我们不承认他的王权，他的国权。If
we do not acknowledge his kingship and his authority.
而我们在这里说，主啊，我愿你快来。
And yet we say, Lord, come quickly.
主啊，愿你的公义在地上掌权。
Lord, may your righteous reign here.
主啊，美国加州的这个婚姻法案太混乱了，你起来执掌吗？
And the California is very problematic with the definition of marriage. Please come and minister justice.
但是我们的生活依然过，我们的生活还是一样的。
And our lives are still the same.
弟兄姊妹，这个不叫做他的国权。
And this is not meaning he has authority.
好，所以当我们讲完这四件事情的时候，
after we conclude these four items，
保罗在罗马书8章告诉我们，我想现今的苦楚，比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
Paul says in Romans chapter 8, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us.
有一天他要来，
one day he shall come，
他要来接我们，
he's going to come and receive us.
他来的时候，
when he comes，
我们都要身体都要复活，
our body will be resurrected.
他要给我们一个荣耀的身体，
he's going to give us a new body，
叫我们永远活着，
that we will forever live，
而且我们要在他的台前，
and we're going to stand before his throne.
我们把我们这一生的结果都带来给他，
and all the fruit and the labors of this life we're going to present before him.
他要迎娶他的教会，
he's going to come and receive his church.
好，他带领我们进入千年的国度，
he's going to lead us into millennial reign.
有一天他再带领我们进到荣耀，进到新天，
and then one day he's going to lead us into glory, a new heaven and new earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，约翰说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。
So John says, we are beloved children of God, what we shall be, we do not yet know.
当我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。
At his appearing, we shall be like him.
凡向他有这样子指望的，就竭尽自己，像他竭尽一样。
And anyone who has such hope, or cleanse themselves and purify themselves as he is pure.
接下来我们来读希伯来书12章1-3节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1-3.
非常重要，我们一起来读。
These verses are very important, let's read it together.
We have so many witnesses like us. 便坐在神宝座的右边。好，在这里我们注意到几件事，他叫我们要学会放下各样的重担。He
teaches a few things. He says, number one, lay aside every burden.
中国有一句话说，远程无轻担。And
there's a saying in Chinese that a city afar off, every light burden is heavy.
任何一个担子在我们身上，只要久了，它就是重担。
Any kind of burden on us, as long as we have to carry it for a long time, it becomes something heavy.
我想我可以举一个很简单的例子，你看我一杯水，我可以举起来。
I'll give you an example. I may have a cup of water. I can lift it up.
你要我举3分钟没有问题。
If you want me to hold it up for 3 minutes, I'll probably do it.
30 minutes.
Maybe even 30 minutes.
你要叫我举它3天。
If If you want me to lift it for 3 days,
it
becomes very, very heavy. I probably can't do it.
You
want me to lift it for 3 months,
I
know absolutely what I can't do. So something that I feel that I can endure at the time
then,
but progressively as it continues, it becomes a burden. It becomes a harm. It would be something that would draw your life. So the author of Hebrews tells us to lay aside every weight.
早上 Brother Ernest 讲到一个人需要看 Dr. Huang, 就是在 cruise 上面他光吃饼干跟 cheese.
And our Brother Ernest shared an example of a man who only eats cookie, crackers, and cheese.
因为他不知道有这么好的福分。
On a cruise ship, and he didn't know that there was a lot of benefits.
那同样的，我们也讲过，在中国有一个人在北方赶路的时候。
And we also spoke of a story. There was a particular person who was in a hurry on his way.
在山里面天快黑了，他突然听见后面有一辆马车来，他就很高兴。
And in the mountains, it was getting dark, and he heard the first horse.
他就拼命把这个马车给挡下来，叫他跟他要一个 ride， 搭一个便车。He
heard a carriage coming over, and he stopped it, and he said, "Can I get a ride?"
所以那个人也很好心，他就上了车，然后背着包上车了。The
man was very nice, and he said, "Come on up." So he took his bag, and he went on.
然后开着开着开着以后，这个马车的主人想认识认识这个朋友，就回头跟他聊天。And
so as they were journeying along, the driver wanted to know the person he picked up. He began to have a dialogue with him.
然后发现这个人居然站在他身上，还背着那个重包包。Discovered
that this man was still standing on the carriage, he's holding his bag.
他说，老乡，你上我车，为什么还背着包？
I said, "Buddy, you're on my car. Why are you still carrying the bag?"
他说，你已经给我了一个方便了，我怎么好意思再把重担放你车上？
He said, "You gave me a convenience. How dare I put my weight on your car?"
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们要把各样的重担卸给神，因为他顾念你。
The scripture says, "Cast all our burdens on the Lord because He cares for us."
我们这两天读了以赛亚书53章，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He has bore our grief, he's taken up our sorrows.
弟兄姊妹，他的话也告诉我们，应当一无挂虑。
His words tell us not to worry about anything.
但是我们却常常把很多的担子往身上放。
A lot of times we take on these burdens ourselves.
你不要小看这些担子。
Do not look lightly on these burdens.
只要久了，它就一定是重担。
In the process of time, it will be.
它一定带来伤害，带来消耗，带来疲倦。
It will bring about harm, it will bring about exhaustion.
然后要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us lay aside.
And the sin which so easily ensnares us. So there are
sins that may easily ensnare us or entangle us.
有人是网络，有人是赌博，有人是做不该做的事，看不该看的东西。
Some people are it's the internet, some people gamble or do things that you're not supposed to do or look at things you're not supposed to look at.
就跟有一次有一个猎人看到一个老鹰脚上被那个捕兔子的这个铁夹夹到脚了。
A man saw this eagle flying, and he was actually on his leg was a trap.
他怎么飞都飞不起来，飞两步掉下来。
The trap a squirrel. Every time he tried to fly, he would fall.
弟兄姊妹，这就叫做抓住我们的罪。
These are sins that would entangle us or ensnare us. So that you cannot fly.
而且你早晚会被仇敌给抓去。
Sooner or later, the enemy is going to come and take you.
所以一面来说，要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
So on the one hand, let go of the sins that so easily ensnare us.
一面大家如果读圣经的话，他说要叫我们脱离那一个罪 ，the sin 单数的。
And so the scripture is very clear, says that that particular sin that ensnares us.
那个 the sin that easily entangle us 就是那一个罪叫做不信。The
sin which so easily ensnares us is unbelief.
叫我们就对神没有这样子的信心。That
we do not have the faith towards God.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果有这个荣耀的盼望，又有这么多见证人在我们旁边。
We have such a glorious hope and so many clouds of witnesses around us.
学习放下重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。Lay
aside every weight and every and the sin which so easily ensnares us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路。Run
with endurance the race that is set before us.
然后底下讲的这么重要的一句话。And
then it says something very important.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。Looking
unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
好，弟兄姊妹，学会看他。
Learn to look unto him.
学习定睛来看他。
Set your eyes on him.
我们这次大会讲看到神的羔羊。
Our theme this retreat, behold the Lamb of God.
我们到底要怎么来看他？
How are we to look at him?
第一件事情，眼睛要张开。
First of all, your eyes need to open.
不要瞎眼。
Don't be blind.
世界的神常常弄瞎我们的心眼。
the king of the God of this world often wants to blind our eyes.
所以不要被世界的神把我们眼睛给弄瞎了。
Don't let the gods of this world blind our eyes.
世界中很多的东西让我们看到最后我们瞎了。
He wants us to look at so many things in the world to the point that we'll be blind eventually.
第二件事情，主耶稣告诉我们，清心的人有福了，因为必得见神。
Secondly, the Lord said, "Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God."
要simplify我们的life，要简化我们的生活。
Simplify our lives.
要simplify我们的mind，我们的思想要单纯。
Simplify our minds; it needs to be pure.
也让我们这个人变得清心，能够看得见神。And
we may have a pure heart to see God.
第三件事情，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书5:21告诉我们要凡事查验。 美善的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不住。In
1 Thessalonians, Paul tells us to examine everything and hold fast to what is good and avoid what is evil.
所以每一件事在我们面前，我们要去 test 它，要 examine 它。And
everything that comes in your life, you need to examine it.
不好的要拒绝。And
that which is evil,
各样恶事要禁戒不住的。And
all the evil things, do not to run away from.
各样美善的事情要持守。But
every good thing, hold on to.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要看见，除了让圣灵开我们眼睛启示我们以外，我们人这一面，我们至少要做到眼睛不要被搞瞎。And
aside from the Lord having grace and opening our eyes, we ourselves need to make sure that we don't allow our eyes to be blind.
要清心，让我们看得清楚。That
we may have a pure heart, that we may see clearly.
要会分辨。
That we may need to have discernment.
这是讲到让我们眼睛不要瞎。
So that our eyes will not be blind.
第二件事情。
And the second one.
当我们眼睛真是开，会分辨的时候。
When our eyes truly have discernment.
我们要学会 turn our eyes upon Jesus, 要转眼来望他。
We need to learn to turn our eyes onto Jesus and look onto Him.
因为我看我们现在眼睛都开的嘛，对不对？
I look around the room, all your eyes are open.
然后你们不见得都看我。
And perhaps you're not looking right at me.
然后我现在跟你们说，数三下，全部看看威廉。
And I say, when I count to three, everybody looks at William.
然后你们就一二三，大家都看他了。啊，那这叫做转眼看他。
It's called turning on, looking onto Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是叫操练的，要学习转眼来看。
This is something that we need to put to practice and exercise.
第三个就是 fix our eyes upon Jesus.
And thirdly, now you need to fix your eyes on Jesus.
不光 turn our eyes upon Jesus.
So we turn our eyes onto the Lord, on Jesus.
Fix our eyes upon Jesus.
We need now to fix our eyes on Him.
所以我们结束的时候，一起读启示录第5:16-17。那经文太长，我们只要读讲义上的。Revelation
chapter 5, we're going to read what's in your outline.
看哪，犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。我又看见宝座以是活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里，在天地间一切所有被造之物，都说：但愿、颂赞、尊贵。 荣耀、权势，都归给做宝座的羔羊，直到永永远远。弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的希望主耶稣今天开我们的眼睛。
This is how we pray to the Lord to open our eyes today.
那天施洗约翰被开眼的时候
，That day when John the Baptist's eyes were open.
让他看见了天上的事。
He saw the things in heaven.
羔羊已经得胜。
The lamb is already victorious.
那个被杀的羔羊已经在宝座上。
The lamb that was slain is now sitting on a throne.
24长老所有的天使天君都在他面前匍匐敬拜赞美他。
And the 24 elders and all the hosts of in heaven are bowing and worshiping him.
现在天天在天上发生的事情。
Today this is happening every single day right now.
等候有一天我们去join他们。
Until one day we're gonna go join them.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来唱好。
We're going to come and sing the song.
唱516首。我们的主要再来，我们请诗班上来帮我们一起唱。
Ask the worship team to please come up. Hymn 516.
Please. 516首。
516.
我们唱1、2、4、3节。
1, 2, 4. Verses 1, 2, and 4.
Yes.
唱得喜乐一点，好不好？记得我们站起来唱，不好意思，我们站起来唱。荣耀的盼望，基督要在列国内要被地神的面荣耀，那时才知道救恩有多高。
我们好像并不是那么快乐的想去见他哈。I
discover we're probably not very excited about seeing him.
这是我的亏欠，因为前面 worship team 唱的大家都想去见他。
That's my problem because earlier the worship team as we were singing, everybody wanted to go see him.
听完讲道，你们好像 change mind 不想去见他。
After the message, it seems like you've changed your mind.
所以我们第四节可不可以请 worship team 带我们唱一下？
Verse 4, we ask the worship team to lead us.
等到把我们唱的都想见他，我们再来唱第四节。我们先唱第四节。有你盼望基督要再临，等候到结局是否当作戏？悠悠长与悲切成努力般，无人责备的。
想见人晚会回不了家了哈，好，我们现在一起来唱第四节，我们带着把握唱。荣耀的盼望基督要再临，等候当结局是否当中心，恩有长与卑贱成努力般，无人责备的这伤口就痕。
求你兴起更多信心爱你的人。主，愿有更多人从心里面盼望你回来。有更多的人爱慕你的显现。主，我们赞美你。那天你怎样开了约翰的眼睛，让他看见你坐在宝座上。主，我们求你也开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你的荣耀。
主，我们求你也开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你的荣耀。让我们在地上斗拳，不再打空气，奔跑不再没有定向。
We fight as fighting the air. We do not run without a name.
因为我们知道我们今天一切所做所行那一天都要带到你的面前。
All that we are doing that day will bring before you.
耶稣啊，让我们更爱你。
Jesus, that we may love you more.
更甘心更忠心的来跟随你。
More of a willing heart, more faithfulness.
我们更认真的来为你的国祷告。
And more seriously, that we pray for your kingdom.
降服在你的权柄和王权底下。
Surrender unto your authority, your kingship.
好让你真的是那么快的就能够回来。
You may come back quickly.
不但让我们单延这个婚礼。
We will not delay this wedding.
哈利路亚，我们赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you, God.
祝福我们在座的每一个人。
Bless everyone that's here today.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我底下有一个请求，请我们中间所有在教会当领袖的。
And I have a request, everyone who is in the position of leadership in the church.
全时间服侍主的教会的长老、教会的执事、各样 service group lead。还有我们的小组长，都请你们的夫妻到前面来。
I ask you and your spouse to please come forward.
或者我们客人中间全时间服侍主的，也请你们到前面来。
Even those of you who are guests among us, if you're serving the Lord.
这是主耶稣回来之前非常严肃的一场征战。
And that we're going to face a battle that is very serious before the Lord's return.
我们希望这些家被神保全。
And we pray that these families would be kept by the Lord.
我们希望这些家被神保护。
That these families are protected by the Lord.
夫妻、孩子、所有的人都能够被神保守。
Husband and wives and children are protected by the Lord.
神能够赐给我们更好的生命，能够赐给我们更好的能力。
That God will give us a more beautiful life and more a life that is empowered.
能够让我们给为神家、为这个世代带上好的祝福。
And that we will bring forth a blessing for this generation for God's house.
包括我们的 Youth Ministry 里面所有的这些 leader 们，还有 counselor 都请出来。
Including all the counselors and the leaders in the youth ministry.
好，我们现在请你们到前面来，我们跪在这里。
We ask you to come forward. We're going to all kneel down here.
然后我们请所有的弟兄姊妹，我们举起手来，同声为他们祝福，为他们祷告。
We ask all the brothers and sisters, please lift up your hands and pray for all of us.
然后我请 Brother Ernest 还有我为大家有一个结束的祝福。
And Brother Ernie and myself will have a time of blessing for all of us here.
也请所有的上 leader 都到前面来啊。
Song leaders, move on forward.
因为你们在教会里面服侍非常非常的重要。
All of your services.
我们只能请他们代表教会来蒙恩。
These are representatives of those who receive the blessing for God's house.
还有很多忠心服侍主的人，虽然你们目前没有出来，我们一起为他们祷告。
And I know there's many, many of you who are very faithful in the house of God. You're serving. I would ask you to pray for everyone here.
所有的 leader, 夫妻都要出来。
Husband and wives.
神要得到的是全家的侍奉。
Come forward. What God wants is family service.
Our brother Ernest is praising him forward. 我们现在我们一起举手，我们同声的为他们祷告。
Lift up your hands and pray for the brothers and sisters.
神把最好的祝福赐给这些家庭。
God will bring forth the most wonderful blessings for these families.
Hallelujah! 我们赞美主。所以我们同声祷告，我们同声祷告。
Lift up your voices and pray for the
brothers and sisters. 在你的手中，主啊，每一个家，每一个人，每一个。他们的侍奉，你给他们的托付，主耶稣啊，我们都求你来保守，我们求你大大的来祝福，哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们在这里赞美你，用你的圣灵来充满他们，用你的圣灵从天上的力量来充满他们，用耶稣的生命来替代他们，主耶稣，我们把每一个人都交在你的手里面，哈利路亚，我们赞美你，这个时代需要的就是一些清心爱主的，神家的栋梁，神家的战神马兵，神家的大能勇士，哈利路亚，我们赞美你，你祝福，你真的是保守每一个夫妻的关系，每一个家父母跟孩子的关系，都得到敬虔的后代，得到侍奉主的家庭，哈利路亚，为他们预备合适的同工，预备同心的同工，赞美你。Thank you.
For everyone who's kneeled here before you or loved by you. We ask you to fill us up with the Holy Spirit. Give us power from on high. We will run, not be weary, we will walk and not grow faint.
Oh, 耶稣, 用你的生命来充满在他们的里面。
Your life filled with our lives.
让各个都像耶稣,
that everyone would be like Jesus.
越来越像耶稣,
more and more like Jesus.
让他们真成为神家的祝福,
that they may really be blessings for your house.
成为这个世代的祝福,
be a blessing for this generation.
我们把他们每一个人的家都交在你的手里。
Commit every family into your hands.
让大人孩子都蒙恩。
Adults and children to all be blessed.
不仅仅夫妻能够彼此更相爱、更同心。
Not only husband and wives would be more of one accord.
父母和孩子之间的关系也是何等的美好。
And their relationship with their children would be beautiful.
主耶稣，你让他们在这里的每一个人。
God, let everyone that is here.
都是你可以吃着他们像撒旦夸口的,
that you may boast before the enemy.
他们都是属你的人,
that they belong to you.
身上带着耶稣的印记,
that they bear the mark of the Lord Jesus.
要全心的来爱耶稣,
to love the Lord wholeheartedly.
要一生的来爱耶稣,
all the days of their lives to love Jesus.
主耶稣啊, 吸引我们,
Jesus, draw us.
不让我们的脚停顿,
do not allow our feet to come to
halt. 不让我们的脚走岔路,
do not allow us to go on the crooked path.
不让我们在旷野绕行,
do not allow us to circle in the wilderness, that we may run the race set before us.
主啊, 把每一个家, 每一个人都交在你的手里,
every family, every person in your hands.
垂听教会的祷告,
hear the prayer of your church.
让在这里的每一个人, 不管在哪里, 都成为你祝福的出口,
no matter where we are, we will be a channel of your blessing.
都成为扭转局面的器皿,
the vessels that turns the tide.
身上都带着属天生命的影响力,
that we have a heavenly power to change things.
让每一个人都 make a difference.
That every one of us can make a difference.
在我们周围所有的人事物上,
that on all things and all people.
我们赞美你,
we praise you, God.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Oh, it's a mystery.
Let these garments be always white and let our heads not fall.
Amen.
Let us have grace that we may serve you acceptably.
Amen.
With reverence and with godly fear.
Amen.
You put a hope into our souls, Lord, of your coming and your return.
Amen.
And we thank you for that, Lord. And you said if we have that hope with us, we purify ourselves.
Amen.
Even as you are pure.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus, I pray that everyone serving you in this congregation, everyone in whatever capacity, oh Lord, let our garments be white.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, purify us.
Amen.
Cleanse us from everything that would defile.
Amen. Amen.
That would stand in the way of your coming forth. Oh, dear Lord, let us be vessels that are clean.
Amen.
Sanctified. That are meet for the Master's use. Prepared unto every good work. Thank you, Lord. We're not sufficient for
Amen.
Us.
To us. Amen.
We unite to you together this evening, Lord. And we unite our faith together, one for another, Lord. And you'll strengthen the work that you brought. The work of your hands. Establish now, we Lord.
Amen.
For your name's sake and for your glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, 赞美主, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 我们唱 648首, 你们可以继续跪着啊, 648首。 求主今天晚上他的圣灵浇灌我们在座的每一个人。
从上面我们彼得大福气
在做每一个人的祷告。
Lord, it is the cry of our hearts.
在这个时候降下透雨来。
At this very moment, send forth the shower, Lord.
让高山低谷都被圣灵充满。
The hills and the valleys will be filled.
哦，不止这么一点点，耶稣不止这么一点点。
Not just a little bit.
我们还要大大的被圣灵来充满。
The showers of your blessed God.
我们渴望圣灵今天晚上来复兴你的儿女们。
Revive your children, Lord.
除去我们所有的悲戚下品，
除
去我们不冷不热的光景。
哦，
就在这个时候，圣灵大大的工作，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。所有的心都开了，所有的心都开了，天也开了，天也开了，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。